This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Part of what Jay Powell and the Fed are dealing with as they try to navigate the whole is inflation going to last or is it transient or transitory thing is the trillions of extra dollars that are floating around in this economy thanks to all the virus relief packages. Case in point for us today, restaurants. The American Rescue Plan that passed back in March, including something called the Restaurant Revitalization Fund, a bit more than $28.5 billion in grants for restaurants and food trucks and bars. Not surprisingly, perhaps, given the state of the virus back in March, that money is gone. So now Congress is talking about another $60 billion under something called the Restaurant Revitalization Fund Replenishment Act. But this is not the economy we had back in March. So Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looked into why the restaurant business says it needs more money even as restrictions relax and things are reopening.
Judy Harrell is on a nationwide hunt for black raspberries.
They're just almost impossible to get. So I called everybody I knew who could get them, and I'm probably patching together maybe a pallet.
She can't really go without them. Two of her top-selling treats at Harrell's Ice Cream in Northampton, Massachusetts, use black raspberries. Of course, now the price of the fruit is up 45%. Sugar is up, too. She definitely can't go without that. Same with cups and spoons, and soon, rent. Her landlord reduced it early in the pandemic, but has been raising it incrementally. Meanwhile, what's not going up? Sales.
People are still pretty scared, and a lot of these kids aren't vaccinated yet.
Her customers are mostly families, and COVID vaccines are so far only approved for kids ages 12 and up. Harrell actually got some money from the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. It helped her pay rent. But lots of business owners weren't so lucky.
There is about $50 billion worth of applications right now that they are not going to be able to fund.
Sean Kennedy is with the National Restaurant Association. He says the proposed $60 billion would cover those businesses, plus others who didn't get the chance to apply. And with the labor shortage, Alex Suskind at the Cornell Institute for Food and Beverage Management says the money could help businesses pay more to attract workers. His favorite local Mexican restaurant is only open for dinner now.
And I asked the other day, I'm like, hey, when are you guys opening for lunch? He goes, as soon as I can get a second shift hired.
Even if there's the appetite for restaurants to go back to normal, there are still real challenges holding them back. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.